WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan Police Department has received photos of the two men accused of last week's armed robbery of Hillcrest Grocery on South College. You can see pictures on our website at WTAW.com. Investigators say since receiving the photos and store security video, the suspect descriptions have changed. One is a white or Hispanic male, and the race of the second person is unknown. The morning of July 12th, the two are accused of going into the store, one of them firing a gun, and then both fleeing on foot with an undisclosed amount of money. The board governing the Twin Oaks landfill has developed its budget for the next fiscal year, and recommendations from Bevisma were approved at the last College Station City Council meeting. Executive Director Brian Griesbach says the drought has dramatically increased the production of wood mulch and compost.
By grinding this material, we're able to divert it from taking up our airspace in the landfill. A great amount of this material is sold as wood mulch. The other portion we mix with biosolids and create a compost material. Our compost material is highly sought after by local gardeners, and probably our biggest single end user of our compost product is TxDOT for a lot of the roadway projects that take place in the area.
The Bevisma budget will also be considered by the Bryan City Council. Representatives of both cities make up the landfill board. About 40% of the waste brought to Twin Oaks comes from BCS. The Bryan City Council recently endorsed adding 33 firefighters over the next 10 years. That will bring the minimum staffing level to 4 firefighters on each fire engine and ladder truck. Councilman Chuck Condorla says it's too expensive to do it all in 1 year.
That would be about a $2 million increase to the budget, about a 7% property tax raise in 1 year if we did it all at one time. It's certainly important to us. The fire department was very happy to see this pass, but it's up to 10 years. It could be done in 1 year, 2 year, depends on revenue.
6 new firefighters are part of next year's city budget. The expansion also includes staffing each battalion chief with an aide. The Bryan School District, getting a $5 million increase in state funding, has passed some of that on to employees. The school board at this week's meeting raised teacher pay an average of almost 4% and 3.5% for classified staff. The board also approved a $2,000 stipend for teachers in hard-to-find and hard-to-keep subject areas. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the stipend will also be given to current teachers.
Because we want those employees to realize they're valued, and so we're going to give them that $2,000 stipend as well. Because they were here, we want to also reward them, those individuals, for staying and give them that $2,000 stipend as well.
Wallace says the stipends apply to teachers in secondary math, science, all foreign language, and special needs classes. As the second special session continues, State Senator Charles Schwertner says legislators are still trying to work out transportation funding. Schwertner says one positive is that neither the House nor Senate plans include new fees, taxes, tolls, or debts.
The Senate plan is a redirection of money into the rainy day fund towards transportation. The House plan is a little bit more complex. It includes the 5 cents, which is 25% of the gas tax, that goes toward education being redirected toward transportation, then thereafter being backfilled by money from the flow of money from the oil and gas severance tax toward the rainy day fund.
Schwertner says the Senate has already unanimously passed their version, and once the House version goes to the Senate, they'll have some input about a conference committee and a compromise between the two versions. He says the solution will then need to be voter approved in November of 2014. Meanwhile, House Republicans could vote today on a rewritten version of the No Child Left Behind education law. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the Student Success Act addresses some of the struggles local districts have faced.
This is an overhaul of our federal education programs. We take 70 programs and basically eliminate them and say, here's the funding for these. We're going to block grant it to the states and let the states and local school districts implement the programs that they think best for their individual areas.
President Obama is threatening a veto. And you have the opportunity to tour the new Scott & White Hospital in College Station this Saturday afternoon. Chief Executive Jason Jennings says the open house comes 1 month before the first day of operations, with hundreds of employees already training.
They're all waiting for that first patient to come through the door, but we've just been really blessed to find some of the best, brightest talent to come and work here at the Scott & White Hospital. It's really about the people, and we can't wait for our folks to be able to start providing care to the Brazos Valley.
The open house is Saturday from 3 until 5. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 78 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let's do some Brazos Valley weather real quick here. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, you're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Sunshine today. We'll see some developing cloudiness. Highs will be 90 to 95. As the day goes on, we could see a passing thunderstorm. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be near 75. Partly sunny tomorrow. Highs will be 90 to 95. There could be a thunderstorm during the afternoon. Tomorrow night, a few clouds here and there. Lows back to about 75. The weekend will be off to a partly sunny start on Saturday, and highs will be up around 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's swing over to Austin. State Representative John Rinkman. Well, no, I got his voicemail. Okay. We may catch him in just a minute. In the meantime, because it's live radio, and that's what we like, we'll talk to John Rady in just a minute. Let's talk to Frank Clark this morning. Frank joins us this morning from the city of Bryan. You want to put on headphones or not? Whatever you're comfortable with is fine. If you want to listen to yourself on the radio, you can do that. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit, first of all, tell us your title, because you work for the city of Bryan.
Development Liaison and Special Projects Manager.
Okay. So what does that mean in English that we'd understand?
I'm working with development, businesses, new businesses, existing businesses, and just whatever their needs are in the city and making sure that they're taken care of. And, of course, making sure that the city's interest is taken care of.
Sure.
And then the special projects is pretty much covers anything. So.
Now, you're from Bryan?
I'm from Bryan. Graduated Bryan High in 1980.
Okay. And left here but came back. Tell us a little bit about what your background is that brings you into this job.
I graduated in 1987 with an engineering degree. Took off and did product engineering, machinery design. Worked as in field engineering, pretty much covered the world as far as business travels. Stayed in Alabama for about 15 years working for the same company. Left there and as a vice president of engineering, went into building houses for about 5 years. I actually built houses for about 20 years as kind of a side business. Went full-time in 2005. Over in the southeast, the housing industry crashed pretty hard about 2006 into the 2007. So from that point, I had to go back to work and got into perimeter security and government installations for as a government contractor, and did another stint around the world going to multiple U.S. embassies doing perimeter security.
Oh, wow. So, that's pretty interesting.
And then went back into engineering back over in Savannah, Georgia, and then saw an ad on the City of Bryan website about 5 6 months ago.
And it said, come home?
It said, come home. So I spent, couldn't wait to get out of Bryan College Station when I graduated and see what the world had to offer. And about 5 years ago, I couldn't wait to get back. So.
Have you been back since, or was when you came back in to interview for the job or whatever the first time you've been back since you left?
My family was still here and still have relatives, so I would come back from time to time, two, three times a year during the holidays. So.
Kind of overview then, I mean, in that 30-year period, how did you see that the city had changed or advanced?
Oh, it's just changed for the good. From the shopping, the restaurants, and just the growth and the directions, you know, out to College Station. Bryan has grown, you know, leaps and bounds since I was here. The park systems are great, so.
So now, as liaison, in words that we have to deal with outside the jargon, what happens? The company looks to come to Brian, and you're a guy who can connect and answer the questions that they have?
We actually have a couple of guys there at Brian who are working economic development, and I've been working with them. The primary focus of what my job has been is the access pipe and tube that's coming to town. It's the $120 million facility. They're supposed to employ 285 employees with a $10.5 million payroll per year. So it's a good thing for Bryan College Station. But when I started, they had pretty much a handshake deal, an agreement between the county and the city. And what I did is just kind of took that handshake deal and worked with the attorneys and put some stuff down on paper, and it would go back and forth from attorneys. And, sometimes you'd reach an impasse or a problem, and you just have to sit back and ask, well, what do we got to do to solve the issue? What do we got to do to make the answer be yes? What kind of caveats we've got to put onto it? So we'd work through problems like that. And finally, we're getting real close to being able to close on the property and for them to have a grand opening here in next month.
Sure. So. And that's just the latest in some fairly good-sized companies that have decided, again, good, clean industries, the kind of thing that I guess a community wants for their industrial side on their tax base.
Absolutely.
Now, the other thing, I guess, is now for the future, as you look forward and you see that your job grows or the definition grows, how do you see that it's going to change as far as new kinds and different kinds of companies wanting to move to Brian?
Well, we've got the Triangle, Texas Triangle Industrial Park out on the north end of town. And we've got the Gundler Foods that are out there now that they're trying to start up production, as we speak. This access pipe and tube, they've got another 60 acres that they're purchasing there on Highway 6 that they'll do some type of manufacturing, light manufacturing. It won't be the heavy manufacturing like they're doing back on the other side of the tracks. But, we've got property there. We've got the infrastructure set in place. We're getting calls every day from industries wanting to come in to the Brian College Station area.
So. Yeah, and I guess that's the thing that people need to understand. The final thing that we see is a handshake or something in front of the cameras or in front of the microphones, but it took a whole lot of infrastructure and a whole lot of things that they needed to have prepared for them to feel like Brian was the place to come.
Absolutely. And most of these companies go through a search committee. They may have some, somebody under contract that'll go out. They may go out themselves and just kind of fish around and see what they've got. We had a big company in about a month ago that was really interested in 300 to 400 acres. And, we sit down and did a presentation to them, and this is over at the Research Valley Partnership. They've been real active in being a front for that. And one of the ladies in the office asked them, after the presentations, what made this area, Texas Triangle Park out here, what makes it, as a possible option? And he said, well, y'all got everything we need. You've got the power, you've got the water, you've got the sewage, the gas is there, the infrastructure's in place, and it's all that we need. So, that's a good thing that we're offering out there.
Yeah, and I guess, and again, since you lived here a long time ago, back when we did the extraterritorial jurisdiction agreement with Brian and College Station, it looked like Brian didn't necessarily have the advantageous position. I kind of thought back then College Station got a lot of good points there, but now Brian has space that maybe College Station wouldn't have that makes it an attractive situation for somebody who'd want to have that kind of acreage, for instance.
And that's one of the biggest things that I've seen. College Station is grown leaps and bounds since I graduated high school in 1980, and Brian's had growth, but nothing like College Station. But Brian's got the area now and the property, I guess, for the industrial plants.
Yeah,
We'd like the retail and everything else in Brian, but we do have a niche right now, and that is that industrial park out there, and there's other parks going in too.
Yeah. Now, do you do anything as far as the residential side is concerned? We've talked about the that side.
I'm just kind of dabbling in it. I'll help some of the builders and folks out with some issues that they have and see if we can't find a solution to it.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and we hope that you'll come in, Frank, and give us some more good news as time goes by.
I'd love to.
All right, Frank Clark here from the City of Bryan this morning. Visit the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra. The truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site, and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't, so get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra, complete with complimentary Toyota care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab for just $249 a month for 36 months with $19.99 due at signing, or get $2,500 customer cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 8/5/2013.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's go to Austin. John Rainey joins us this morning. Good morning, John. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. And you?
Very good, thanks. Well, let's see. I guess last week everybody passed it, and this morning the governor is going to sign the new guidelines for abortion, which has put Texas on the map.
Well, it has. It sure has. I voted for it, and I'm proud of my vote.
Let's talk now today. What are you going to we've still got transportation that needs to be taken care of. Where does transportation stand in the House right now?
Well, the vote on it earlier this week was a little short of the 100 needed, and should be another vote taken today. Hopefully we'll get the 100 votes on it, because it's a constitutional amendment that we can get it passed.
You know, we talked to Charles Schwertner yesterday, and there are differences between the Senate version and the House version, and the senator obviously liked the Senate version. But you mentioned, because this is a question that's going to be brought to the people, hopefully in November of 2014, you've got to get 100 votes in the House for that to happen. So that means some Democrats have to come along. Are there some changes, some massaging that's had to be done to be able to maybe get those 100 votes?
You know, I can't tell you the correct answer for that. I think we've been working on it. Leadership's been calling folks and trying to make sure they're there. I think part of the problem is making sure there's enough people there where we can get the 100 votes.
Oh, is that right? You're not going to have enough bodies on the floor to get that, maybe?
Well, it could. We need everyone there, put it that way.
Now, is there anything that you see in the wind that would cause this bill to be something that you would not be able to vote for?
I plan on voting for it. I like it.
Now, and so folks will understand what it has to do with, and we talked about this in really a little bit of detail before you went into the Appropriations Committee meeting last week, having to do with, it's a little more complicated on the House side as to where the money is going to come from. Money generated from that gasoline tax would go to TxDOT, the schools to get about half of the oil and gas severance tax. And the Senate wanted kind of a more direct way to do it. They don't want the rainy day fund messed with, but that's where the difference is. I guess the important thing, though, is that you get something out so at least the people of Texas get a chance to vote on this thing.
That's correct. We're in a crisis situation, in my opinion, in transportation. We have to do something to get some roads built and some highways repaired. So we're going to do something one way or the other, I hope. We may have to compromise with the Senate. I don't know. But the Senate bill is basically the same bill that we passed during the first special session. And we were looking at it and felt there were some improvements. And if we we're trying to make sure that things are transparent, that the money that is paid to gasoline tax goes for transportation. Most everybody believes that. Well, currently 25% of that goes to education. So we're just trying to clean it up to make it look like the tax that everybody says, well, that's your gasoline tax, that goes to transportation. It actually does. We're not trying to hurt education in any way. We will take care of education at the same time.
Gotcha. Now, what else is on the call for that? How many days are we into this special session now? I'm sorry, I can't. I'm embarrassed. I don't even know how many days we've been in.
Well, we've got about 2 weeks left.
All right. So now what else is on the call if the if we get this transportation thing done?
This is his last thing on the call. We've taken care of all the three things that the governor asked for. The thing that we may have is TRBs, or tuition revenue bonds, which we have kicked the bill out of appropriations on TRBs, one that I was a co-sponsor of, and we're hopeful that he'll add that to the call. If he does, we'll be able to jump right on it and kick it out of the house and go to the Senate.
Yeah, and obviously that is a positive impact for our community for obvious reasons. Well, all right, sounds like you're a little under the weather. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us this morning, and we'll chat at you next week.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
Thank you. That's John Rainey joining us from Austin. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. And our visit with the representative is brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. The total solution with copiers and printers, scanning and retrieval. Dayhill offers managed print services and complete IT service solutions. Contact your local Dayhill representative at 774-2200 today.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Well, I talked about it last week. The heat came back. We knew it would. It always does. And the folks at Intercon always have solutions for you. Now, we talk about most of the time the energy efficiency of your windows, but one of the other things that solar screens that Intercon does. And there are all sorts of different selections when it comes to solar screens. You can choose the amount of blockage you want. 70%, 80%, 90% blockage. If you haven't seen the next generation, if you will, of solar screens, you'll be amazed at how attractive they really are. Of course, the most attractive part of it is what your utility bill is going to look like. Because if you've got portions of your home or your business where the sun is pounding in on these hot days, where it never really cools off at night, your utility bills are going to be impacted in a real negative way. So get in touch with the folks at Intercon. Now, there are also solar shades that you can pull down. You can roll up, roll down as you need them, because in the wintertime, maybe you want that sun. You welcome that sun into your home, and instead, here in the summertime, you really don't want that. So get in touch with the folks at Intercon about that. And then if you're a BTU customer, know that BTU has a program that may help you offset the cost of having these solar screens installed. So it's a good combination. BTU's initiative to try to help lower your utility bill and the solutions that you can find from Intercon. So give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
An encouraging report from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The latest numbers from the Labor Department suggest the job market is improving. 340,000 workers filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week, 24,000 fewer than the week before. Parents and students expect to cut back this year when they do their back-to-school shopping. The National Retail Federation says even though the prices for school supplies have increased, shoppers intend to spend about 8% less than they did last year. On average, those polled expect to spend $635 on supplies for school students, $837 on college supplies. If you're near a Neiman Marcus store, you're probably in a ritzy part of town. WealthX, which provides market intelligence on the wealthy, says Neiman Marcus has just 41 stores in 27 cities nationwide, yet it is close to nearly two-thirds of the nation's ultra-high net worth population. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Treat Receipt is back at Starbucks stores. All cold grandes are just $2 after 2 p.m. with your morning receipt. That includes the new afternoon eye-opener, Valencia Orange Starbucks Refreshers Beverage, the new orange spice iced coffee, or the new shaken iced peach green tea lemonade. Starbucks has your refreshment covered for every time of day, and you can grab one grande size for just $2 after 2, now through August 18, at participating stores, limited time offer.
PaidAtHome.com won the American Business Award. This is how our listeners are earning from a few hundred to several thousand a month from your kitchen table, even while you sleep. Like listener Nancy, who earned $1,500 month one, saw that jump to $5,000 to now over six figures. Your six-figure income coach will show you how to earn that kind of money from home, too. Hurry, they're giving away $1,000 to someone this year just for checking them out. PaidAtHome.com. PaidAtHome.com. Income not typical. See PaidAtHome.com for income expectation.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a pet-friendly bed and breakfast and special events venue just 15 minutes south of town. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan Fire Department will be among a handful in Texas that will eventually have four firefighters on each ladder and fire engine truck. The City Council recently approved staff recommendations that starts with adding six people next year. Councilman Chuck Condorla says the remaining 27 will be hired over the next 10 years and sooner if revenue exceeds current projections.
Everyone, please come to Bryan, bring your checkbooks, bring your credit cards, spend your money. Our firemen thank you for it. We'll thank you for it, and we can absolutely get those firemen all hired right now. But what you get is training. You have equipment. Fire and police are very special, and they're very expensive.
Next year's budget also calls for adding a seventh fire department employee, promoting someone to lieutenant, and working in the inspector's office. The Bryan School Board this week approved staff recommendations for pay raises next year. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says that follows legislation action bringing more money to the district.
Bryan ISD got approximately $5 million more than what we had in the past, so we have the opportunity now to help raise our teacher salaries, to help raise our bus drivers, our maintenance workers, our cafeteria workers. Everybody's going to get a pay raise, and we think our teachers, they deserve it. They deserve a whole lot more.
Wallace says the average increase for classified employees is 3.5% and almost 4% for teachers. The board also approved an additional $2,000 for those teaching what Wallace says are critical subjects that are in high demand. That includes special needs, foreign languages, and secondary math and science. It's been a transition year for the Twin City Agency in charge of two local landfills. The executive director of the Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency, Brian Griesbach, presented an update at the last College Station City Council meeting.
We installed the Rock Prairie Road final cover, the second phase of that. That was about 43 acres of construction. This year we also started offering a bag compost and mulch product. We started that in April and we purchased a bagger, so it's much easier quantity to handle. So we're just getting started on that. We've already sold over 1,000 bags, so we're pretty excited about that product.
The Twin Oaks landfill, located off Highway 30 east of the Twin Cities in Grimes County, is finishing its second year of operation. The College Station Council approved next year's Bevisma budget, and it will be considered by the Bryan Council. Meanwhile, the new Scott & White Hospital in College Station is a month from opening. Chief Executive Jason Jennings invites you to a community open house Saturday afternoon.
It's kind of nice to be able to walk through an operating room or cath lab versus being wheeled through it. So I definitely check out our operating rooms and our cath lab on our second floor. But our moms-to-be, it's a very special place. The birthing suites where babies will be taken care of on the third floor, definitely check that out.
Saturday's open house will be from 3 until 5. The new hospital opens August 19th. On our website at WTAW.com, you can see who robbed a South Bryan convenience store a week ago Friday. The police department has received photos of the armed and masked suspects, which were taken from store security video. A review of the video has resulted in a change of the suspect descriptions. Instead of two black men, one of them is either Hispanic or white, and the race of the other could not be determined. They're accused of going into the store the morning of the 12th and leaving with an undisclosed amount of money after firing shots. How will Texas pay for its roads? State Senator Charles Schwertner says the Senate plan is to take money from the rainy day fund, while the House plan would take the fourth of the gas tax currently going to education and backfill the rainy day fund with money from the oil and gas severance tax. Schwertner prefers the Senate plan because he feels tax collection from oil and gas is uncertain, among other reasons.
If I were to have to turn down a spigot of money going toward either transportation or going toward education, I would rather turn down the spigot of money going toward transportation in hard economic times. And then the second thing, I believe it's important to have a statutorily created floor in our rainy day fund in reference to our long-term bond rating.
Schwertner says the Senate unanimously passed their version and the House will hopefully pass theirs today. If compromise can't be reached, Schwertner says a possible third special session is entirely up to Governor Perry. And President Obama is threatening to veto if the House votes to eliminate dozens of federal school improvement programs. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says changes to No Child Left Behind also include a voucher proposal from Majority Leader Eric Cantor that deals with public schools but not private schools.
Parents and students ought to be able to have the choice of the schools they go to. And if it takes a voucher program to help that be adjudicated, well, I'd say let's do that.
House Republicans want to give state and local officials the power to implement reforms on their own and explicitly bars the U.S. Education Department from encouraging states to implement national standards. WTAW News Time is 8:35. This look at the news is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
What do you get when you add thousands of energy-saving LEDs, CFLs, fluorescent tubes, halogens, and other light bulbs to a Batteries Plus? Well, for one thing, you get a new name. Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Of course, Batteries Plus Bulbs still has all the same great pluses you've come to expect from Batteries Plus, like an enormous selection of batteries for cars, cell phones, laptops, watches, motorcycles, and more. Plus car battery installation while you wait. Plus battery testing, plus recycling, plus helpful advice. In fact, we haven't subtracted anything from our stores at all. We've just added thousands of light bulbs and the word bulbs to our name. So next time you need to replace a battery or bulb, remember Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
8:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Sunshine today. We'll see some developing cloudiness. Highs will be 90 to 95. As the day goes on, we could see a passing thunderstorm. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be near 75. Partly sunny tomorrow. Highs will be 90 to 95. There could be a thunderstorm during the afternoon. Tomorrow night, a few clouds here and there. Lows back to about 75. The weekend will be off to a partly sunny start on Saturday, and highs will be up around 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
About 8:40, continuing with our paranoia special this morning, because we just have everything making you uncomfortable about how big government is. So you know about speed cameras. And you know about red light cameras, but do you know about plate reading cameras?
That's scary.
Yeah. ACLU says the cameras are infringing on our civil rights. Unlike the speed and the red light cameras, which are activated only when someone has violated a law, the plate cameras just photograph every license plate that goes by. Vehicles are instantly ID'd and then checked against cars associated with crime. So that's kind of like a guilty until proven innocent situation.
Yeah.
Problem, says the ACLU, is that the license plate information is then stored, creating huge databases of motorists where they travel, even though more than 99% of those recorded are innocent. Some departments do wipe their records after a few weeks or months. Others never purge them. Now, this is something that Ben and I talked about, oh, I want to say 3 years ago. They've been doing this in Great Britain for a long time. They apparently have a system over there that will capture and store, I want to say that he said 600,000 license plate numbers a day, and captures and stores them. And again, don't know if it's a network, don't know if it's only one camera per major highway, but they've been tracking their citizens through their license plates in Great Britain for a while now.
Now, I do know that there's, on toll roads or things like that, if it's an easy tag,
mm-hmm.
if you don't have an easy tag, from what I understand, they take a picture of your license plate and then they bill you.
Oh, yeah, no, I've gotten that in reality. No, that's true. That has happened. I mean, I got to a place where I didn't have the money with me or whatever and yeah. just went on through. And I did. It was in Austin. And I got nicked for that.
So I wonder how long they keep your records.
Yeah, I'm already there. Right, I'm there. But the ACLU reviewed 600 local and state police departments, and they said that they rarely scored a hit. For instance, in Maryland, they collected about 85 million plates last year, with only 1 in 500 matched with a criminal offense. 97% of those were for minor violations like an emission test violation. Just 47 million were potentially serious crimes. Again, out of the 85 million, but those 47 per million, not 47 million, 47 per million.
I was gonna say over 50%, Scott.
Yeah, that wouldn't be right. 47 per million. So of those 47 cases in a million sample, they may not be resolved yet. And how many of those 47 are dangerous or need to be apprehended? But apparently that is enough. 47 out of 1 million is enough for them to continue this program. The ACLU doesn't see that it should continue. They call the cameras, quote, the most pervasive system of location tracking that people haven't heard of. Well,
so instead of increasing police officers and firemen and, mm-hmm. and people like that, civil servants basically increasing their pay, we're paying tax dollars for cameras that catch 47 people out of a million.
Which is
good that they're catching people that are seriously committing crimes, but I mean, wouldn't you much rather just employ more officers on the streets or something like that?
I would think so. And then again, the whole concept of being innocent, we're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Instead, there's the assumption that something has gone wrong, and that's the reason they've captured your information. Hello.
Yeah, Scott, I don't think that's really much worse than all the security cameras in all the buildings, because they keep those records for quite a while.
Well, they do, too. Yeah, I mean, and that's true. And, again, that is the society that we live in now. And is that it? Is it freedom or security, which is an age-old question? Do you feel more secure when you look up and you see those cameras up there? Or do you feel that your personal rights are being infringed upon because those cameras are up there? Again, if you're the victim of a crime, you probably change your mind if that's the case. Parents who want to feel closer to their kids should pay closer attention to their Facebook pages. A study released this week explains that parents who connect with their kids on social networks are likely to build a stronger connection with them in real life. You laugh?
Well, my mom... I can always tell when my mother's been on Facebook because I'll have about 5 notifications up at the top, and she is pretty much just her liking every single picture I put up there. I mean, I love her to death, but it's just, when she's on there, and of course she's got to comment on all the pictures and things like that. So she enjoys getting on Facebook every now and then. She'll get on there and and just kind of go to town.
Well, and that's good. I appreciate you sharing that personal situation, because I think the age of the child has something to do with it as well. Now, you know, you're old enough in that you're not in the oh please mom stage anymore, and you know, you've started to define yourself as you grow into adulthood. But I'm thinking for a 13 or a 14 year old, that probably is something that you say, oh mom, do you have to do that? Because I would think that would be embarrassing.
But, yeah, my parents were embarrassing enough without having social media back in the day.
Well, an article in the Los Angeles Times points out social networks like Facebook and Twitter let parents know what their kids are going through, what their friends think is cool or fun, which is probably helpful, I mean, certainly at a younger age, and helps them feel more connected to their kids. Now, clicking like once in a while or leaving nice comments gives parents an opportunity to show support for their kids, which is good, and it's important not to take advantage of things and don't make embarrassing comments or post that picture of little Zach when he was this age. Yeah, that would not be a good thing, right? So anyway, they say that it's an all right thing. Skeeters, you know, we had some rain. You know what's going to happen. They'll probably be out by now, today, maybe tomorrow. And skeeters are, you know, a problem for some folks more than others. And tomorrow we'll probably talk about what makes mosquitoes come after certain individuals more than others. But there is kind of a low-tech solution to keeping mosquitoes away from you if you're going to be outside. The answer is fans. In a small setting, try setting an oscillating fan about 12 inches off the ground if you're having a backyard gathering. The fan will send a gentle breeze out across the group, and in many ways that can knock away some of the mosquitoes. According to the American Mosquito Control Association, mosquitoes are relatively weak flyers, so placing a large fan on your deck at a relatively low setting right there, in other words, close to the ground, gives you an opportunity to keep the little ankle biters away from you. And, you know, that's probably not a bad idea, because I think we've all been outside when we've noticed if the wind is up that the mosquitoes aren't a problem, and that's it. They can't get to us, and so they stay on whatever livestock or domesticated animals are out there that they can chew on that are easier than us. So, I don't know, give it a try. And obviously, if it's going to be 95 degrees outside, having a fan out there is not a bad idea anyway, just cause. So give it a try.
Or go in the pool. They can't swim very well.
That's true. Now, there's another thing that we've seen on TV that my wife's always telling me about, you hook it to your belt, and it apparently, you know, gives you a little bug-free zone or something like that. And it's interesting because I think it's kind of like those air fresheners that you slide an insert in, and it puts this smell out. My question is, when you don't want it on, does it continue to dry out the insert that's in there? Because it says it'll give you up to 4 hours, I think.
So is that it gives off like an odor, I guess?
Yeah, it said it has vapors that come out that will keep that from happening, which is interesting. Again, they'd have to be, even older than your parents to know this, Zach, but we used to have these little spirals. When you go to the drive-in movies, you remember there used to be drive-in theaters, you know, you'd go and, yeah, it was, you know, 80 degrees outside, but you roll the windows down and you watch a movie in your car. Well, obviously the mosquitoes would be there too. And I forget the name of it. Somebody will remember it. But what it was is this little holder that you would set this spiral on, and you would light the spiral, okay? And it would send out this noxious fumes that would keep the mosquitoes from coming in your car. Now, of course, back then, everybody smoked, too, so they didn't notice it. But, I mean, honest to goodness, you would light something that would set off fumes in your car to keep the mosquitoes from biting you at the drive-in movies.
Like a tiki torch for your
automobile. Something like that, exactly. Yeah, that just smoked a lot, yeah.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. Also on Saturdays at Royalty Pecans, free wine tastings from 2 to 4 p.m. every Saturday this month. Make plans to spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Royalty Pecan Farms, open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Line Home Products. Line Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations to see all the new items. New pieces, new builders, new books to view. Lots and lots of new. Beautiful new tables and chairs and lots more. Find the perfect piece for your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office. Pick from a big selection in the store or have them custom built the way you want them. Experience the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come at Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shop. Shopping center.
Oh, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. You ready?
Ready?
Here it is. It's called PIC, P-I-C. Here's the commercial.
And there's a drive-in movie full of juicy people. Wow!
And here they come diving in.
It is a trap! Help! It's PIC!
See, we have mosquitoes dying. It's terrible. All right. Let's here we go.
A pleasant aroma for you. But not for mosquitoes. PIC is easy to use. Light it and forget it. PIC's aroma keeps mosquitoes, gnats, and sandflies away. PIC is the best protection for barbecues, fishing and camping trips, or just relaxing in the yard. No more sleepless nights or mosquito bites. PIC is harmless to children and pets, too.
So if you don't want our company ever anywhere, just light PIC and see what I mean?
Okay. The graphic showed, and again, it's very obviously, it's a very archaic commercial. But honest to goodness, they show one picture of a man and a woman in the bedroom asleep with a PIC burning between them on the nightstand, okay? If that's not bad enough, the other picture shows a child in a crib, and they have one of these things burning in the room.
Back before fire safety
rules.
Were
yeah, there. Really. Just, oh,
and when they couldn't show a couple in the same bed.
No, no, not at all. They, right, there was twin beds. So there you go. It's PIC bug repellent. I'm sure they're still around, but anyway, so there you go. All right, for the 446-pound patient in New Mexico, having a heart attack wasn't the worst thing that happened last April. Even more harrowing was being turned down by the air ambulance company that came to the rescue because he was too
fat
to get in. Craig Yale, Vice President of Corporate Development for Air Methods, one of the nation's biggest air medical transport providers, said the patient's weight has become a true issue for air ambulances. An estimated 5,000 supersized patients a year are denied transport because they're too
fat.
They exceed the weight and size limits because of they can't actually fit into the aircraft doors. At least two-thirds of the adults are overweight or obese. Emergency medical providers are beginning to bolster their fleets, buying bigger helicopters and fixed-wing airplanes.
Have you ever seen Dumbo Drop?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen. No, no.
That's what I was
no.
thinking. They gotta get the elephant in there.
So oh man,
a big old cargo plane.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I understand, and we can't legislate people to lose weight. We just can't. That's true. But you know, nonetheless,
it's good for you, folks.
Sure. Have you ever wanted to be a bus driver? I grew up wanting to be a bus driver. I don't know why I thought that was cool. Okay, like a Greyhound bus, you know. I thought that was just cool when I was like 5 years old. Be able to drive something like that. Darius McCollum has been arrested by New York City police 29 times over the last 30 years for a series of transit-related crimes ranging from impersonating subway workers to stealing buses. Most recent incident, McCollum was pulled over driving a Trailways bus in Queens last week. He said he was returning the bus to the depot after picking up an unsuspecting flight crew outside a Manhattan hotel and dropping off at JFK International Airport. I mean, really?
So he's doing the job for free?
Why he is. He just... You know, that's an excellent point. That's an excellent point. It's obvious that he can do it. It's obvious he knows where the bus depot is and he can travel safely to JFK. First came to the attention of police in 1981 when as a 15-year-old, He operated a subway train for six stops without the conductor or passengers reporting anything amiss. Hey, this guy's got a skill set. Let him do it.
He's like the catch me if you can guy.
Uh-huh. And again, it sounds like he hasn't. I mean, if he had been in any accidents, I'm sure they'd let us know. But there you go. All right. I love the innovation. I don't know if this is an American company. Yeah, it is. Okay. American Ingenuity. What to do when you're out of gin and tonic? Turn to your cupboard and feast on popcorn. Joe and Seth's Gourmet Popcorn has come up with unusual flavors made with 5% real gin, 5% real tonic. The Gin and Tonic Gourmet Popcorn, available in a few different sizes, and you'll have to experiment to see how much you can eat before you can start feeling the side effects. But Gin and Tonic Popcorn. See, there's always got to be a market for stuff.
Interesting.
To raise awareness about the lack of clean water in the world, UNICEF has teamed with a couple of companies here called Gothia Cup and Deportivo to create the world's first sweat machine. What the sweat machine does is extract sweat from clothes that it puts into the machine, purifies the sweat, and turns it into drinkable water.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think so. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Just
imagine the label for that.
Yeah, really. Sweat of 10,000 humans right here in one bottle. Okay, he's unwanted. Even at a low, low price of $1.50, a British man put himself up for sale on eBay for $1.50. Steve Sewell, he's 58, said he was in used condition with some wear to moving parts, surface finish worn. Doesn't say how many takers he got, but anyway. $1.50, he's not worth that. Poor guy.
When you go to a
summer is here.
Yeah.
Friends at Aerofit want to remind you it's time to get swimsuit fit. With swimming pools, summer camp and swim lessons, and 24-hour express options, Aerofit has all you and your family need to have fun and get fit this summer. Plus, with Aerofit's elite training staff, Aerofit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Join now and get $150 worth of personal training with your membership with Aerofit's exclusive Smart Start program. Call, come by, or click aerofitclubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet.
Save on the number one selling car in America. Get $1,500 customer cash or lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with just $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 8/5/13.
Details, details. I dwell on every detail. Payroll, purchasing, production, profit margin, all while keeping the big picture of growth and stability in clear view. Now, this attention to detail has helped me succeed and grow my business. The prosperity bankers appreciate my success and know what it means. They're experts in the business of banking, and like me, prosperity bankers dwell on details. They call me by my name and listen to what I have to say. Their job is to offer me the banking services that meet my business's needs. You know, to offer the financial tools to help make my business profitable, including cash management, loans, internet banking, remote deposit, and more. I know my business. I want my bankers to know theirs, and I'll bet you do too. Prosperity bankers know the business of banking. Your bank for business. Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankTX.com. Member FDIC.
John Deere lawn tractors are designed to do more, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're available for less than you think. Just look at the D105 lawn tractor, priced at under $1,500 with a big 42-inch deck. Or check out the X300 Select Series lawn tractor. With a 4-year, 300-hour limited warranty, you can mow confidently well into the future. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right.